This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A band of thieves working across two dozen countries has made off with $45 million. Much of it was grabbed during a blitz on cash machines in New York, 2,900 withdrawals in about half a day. It's not just the fake debit cards. They were also able to hack bank computers to thwart limits on cash withdrawals. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, the caper reveals serious vulnerabilities in the banking system.
This is how it went down. Hackers stole prepaid card numbers, they raised the withdrawal limits, and they made fake cards, and then sent legions of thieves out to withdraw money from thousands of ATMs.
We've seen a pattern of these kinds of attacks over the past few years. There have been a few heists like this one.
Tom Cross is director of computer security research at Landcope. He says the fact that hackers continue to break into card processing centers is obviously an issue. Another vulnerability, most individual ATMs don't communicate with one another.
Many ATMs are run by small businesses. They're run by individuals who are not necessarily connected up to a big financial institution.
So they don't know if the same card is being used over and over again. Ken Pickering is with Core Security. He says another weakness is in those magnetic strips on cards.
Anyone who has access to the swipe or the digital readout of that swipe can replicate the card.
So far, the masterminds of the scheme remain at large. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.